This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security at his residence. Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman attended the CCS, the nation's top decision-making body on security and strategic affairs. The meeting came in the wake of rapidly evolving situation arising from the escalating Iran-Israel-US conflict. Prime Minister Modi spoke with President of the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Mr. Modi strongly condemned the attacks on the UAE and condoled the loss of lives in these attacks. The Prime Minister said, India stands in solidarity with the UAE in these difficult times. Mr. Modi also thanked Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan for taking care of the Indian community living in the UAE. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, India supports de-escalation, regional peace, security and stability. Senior Iranian cleric Ayatollah Alireza Arafi will serve as country's interim supreme leader following the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in a joint US-Israeli airstrikes. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, along with top Iranian leaders, were killed in a large US-Israeli strike targeting country's military and government sites in Tehran on Saturday. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, held talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries, including UAE, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Indian embassies in West Asia have urged its nationals to follow advisories issued in view of the prevailing situation in the region. Indian embassy in Kuwait also continues to assist Indian nationals stranded in the country due to temporary airspace shutdown. A total of 350 flights operated by Indian domestic carriers have been cancelled due to arising geopolitical developments in the West Asia. Ministry of Civil Aviation advised passengers to check their flight status with the concerned airlines and remain in close coordination with them for any required assistance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Dedicated to the Nation and laid the foundation stone of infrastructure projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees at Madurai in Tamil Nadu. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the event marks a proud chapter in Tamil Nadu's development journey.
We have laid foundation stones, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees. These projects will transform connectivity, boost the economy, create jobs and transform lakhs of people's lives. Better roads for farmers to reach markets, easier travel for pilgrims and tourists, faster transport for businesses. Building high-quality infrastructure is about empowering people.
Mr. Modi said the projects include three new Akashvani FM relay transmitters at Kumbakonam, Yerkod and Vellore. He said these transmitters will expand regional coverage, ensure uninterrupted FM broadcasting and enhance access to public broadcasting services across multiple districts of the state. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi launched development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees in Puducherry. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney arrived in Delhi last evening after a productive Mumbai leg of his four-day visit to India. He was received by Union Minister Jitin Prasad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney will hold delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House in New Delhi today. Both the leaders will review the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. India stormed into the semi-final of ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, beating West Indies by 5 wickets in a must-win Super 8 clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing a target of 196 runs set by West Indies, Sanju Samson's unbeaten innings of 97 runs off just 50 balls helped Men in Blue to chase the target with 4 balls remaining. He was also adjudged player of the match. India will now face England in the second semi-final match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai on Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.